where we're at. We have two sets of drivers.
Yeah.
Because if you're coming from Telford, unfortunately, you've got it on both fronts.
Yes.
Because you've got the Arriva Trains Wales situation, because Arriva Trains Wales drivers are having a dispute with their company as well. But for London Midland, we've got two sets of drivers. We used to be two companies, Central Trains and Silver Lake.
Yeah.
Our drivers at Central earn a little bit more, but they earn about £1,200 more a year. The drivers in Silver Lake get about 6 days annual leave more a year. There's other differences, but it's a bit like having to work for Astra and Tesco over time. You end up on different terms and conditions. When we were formed, both sets of drivers came together, and they're represented by a union called ASLEF.
Yes.
ASLEF have an aspiration to harmonise those terms, to join them together and create some sort of single set of terms and conditions. And we've been talking to try and achieve that now for quite some time, particularly last year. It was quite detailed talks. We got to the point about October where we thought we had something that might work, because ASLEF really wants the higher annual leave and the higher salary for all drivers.
Okay.
Now, that adds millions and millions of pounds onto our cost base each year. So it's not just something that we can't just give that away, because we can't afford it, because ultimately our money either comes from you buying a ticket or the government giving us some subsidy, because there is a bit of a gap.
You do get a subsidy from the government anyway.
We do. What we take through the fare box doesn't quite cover off all the operating costs of running the business.
Okay.
For some train companies it does, and when the government franchises a company, you do that exercise and it says, well, okay, do you take more in the fare box than it's going to cost to run this business, or less? And you do that, and you get a subsidy so that gap's met.
What are you doing to resolve the dispute?
Well, what we're doing is, we said, we think we can get there to that headline thing if ASLEF were prepared to concede some other bits of terms and conditions about the timings of parades and things that would allow us to create some efficiencies to fund it.
Okay.
As I said, no. Give us the money and the annual leave, and we don't want to touch anything else.
Okay.
And we said, well, we can't afford that. So that's when we looked like we were going to face a strike last year. Since that time, when we challenged that in court, ASLEF have been very angry with us, disclosing the problems on Sunday and some minor disruption during the week with the cancellations. Now, it's not
I wouldn't
minor.
Say it's minor in terms of if overcrowding.
Been, if you have been affected on your train, it isn't minor to you. So I mean,
I've seen people cramming on during rush hour.
Yeah,
there have
so
been
to be
over full trains running.
So what we're seeing is about 1-2% of our trains on a daily basis trying to
right.
this. So we're working really hard to try and give people lots of information, because you guys are unfortunately the ones that are suffering as a result.
Yeah.
We've offered to go to APAS over this. We are persistently offering to talk, because we are happy to negotiate on this.
Right.
What we can't do is just say yes. You can have the higher annual leave and the higher salary for nothing. Because like I said, that adds millions of pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually that's not fair on passengers in the long run.
Okay.
Because it's things like that affect the cost of tickets and things.
London Midland have made allegations about bullying from drivers who want to strike against those who don't. What is being done to help resolve that?
Okay, we have evidence. We have seen evidence of that. What we do is we have support lines and things like that, and we have strong harassment policies and procedures.
Yep.
So any driver who is prepared to step forward, now unfortunately with these situations, it's all, unless somebody steps forward and says, I'm going to swear an affidavit that this happened. So of course what we get is we get told of things, and we might pick up various reports. We know that a driver had his tyres slashed, but we have information. All we can do is offer our support and reiterate that harassment and bullying in the workplace isn't acceptable. Now, to be fair, the majority of our, all our drivers do a professional job. It's a very safe and responsible job
that they did.
And ultimately, we haven't fallen out with our drivers. What we're saying today, your representative union, is we can't afford it.
Yep.
And ultimately, the passengers who travel on our services can't afford it in the long run. That does mean that right now you're stuck, you're picking
up. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and we know that. But